Yes. Hi guys, it's already called it Timile PKA Queen of Quad City Podcast. And yes, guys, it's episode 7 of COVID-19 bonus series. Damn man, 7 weeks at home. What have we been doing with 7 weeks exactly? What have I been doing? What have you been doing? Tell me. I think I personally have been into getting to understand myself better, this inward look. And yes, I've been reading. I've been trying a lot of things. Now I can work better with WordPress. I missed other things like Wix. And yes, all of these things that these ads bring whenever you want to use your normal YouTube or anything. I've tried almost every one of them out. And yes, funnily, I had not written anything throughout these 7 weeks. Poetry, short story, I've not written anything, I don't know why, but then, Okay, we move. Okay, I've been working on something, yes, I've been working on something that has to do with literature. Yes, I have been, but definitely not poetry, neither prose, maybe drama. Oh yeah, so it doesn't like a little bit of drama, yes. So guys, yes, I don't know if you haven't followed us on our Instagram page, make sure you do that right away at Quasity Podcast and our Twitter handle at Quasity Pod Ninja. Please guys, we really want you to follow us. A lot of things will be happening as per post COVID-19 or post relaxation of the lockdown. We would really be engaging the community in different aspects, right, from empowerment to celebrations like Idaobit amidst other things. So we really want you guys to check and follow our social media at Quasity Podcast, yes, on Instagram, and at Quasity Pod Ninja on Twitter, guys. And yes, so this week we're speaking on conversion therapy. Oh my darling, I feel no one can ever beat that topic enough. I don't know why, I just feel it's one really enormous topic that drags from religion to psychology to lots of stores, just drags too much of things, and I feel it's not what I could really speak about. But then when we were discussing this topic as per the topic for the week, I was a little bit skeptical, but then something happened during the week and that just made me go haywire. Fuck it, we're recording this. A certain initiative came up on Instagram called Save the Boys Initiative, and yes, they spent 40 fucking minutes of my data saying shit about LGBTIQ people. And yes, thanks to everybody out there who came on the live feed to disrupt them, we actually sent them back to school. I don't know how people will feel so much gullible to, I don't know how they do it, you just have that feeling that you could control somebody else's life. Ow. I don't know, just like they won't do it. I don't know, sexuality in its totality to me is not a thing of a switch that you could just do. Nope, it doesn't work that way. So I don't know, it actually makes these people look like clowns. Actually, they are clowns, actually, right, they are clowns. But it really brought out the clownry in them, and I was left to wonder if they were speaking from experience or from some certain form of knowledge, because I do not believe somebody will be that proud of their ignorance and speaking vehemently like that on things they know zero shit about. I don't know. But then we move. So guys, on conversion therapy, I feel conversion therapy is just too enormous. It's just too enormous because at a point or the other, I feel each and every one of us, we've undergone some form of conversion therapy. I can bet on the fact that over 60% of every LGBTIQ person in Nigeria had undergone personal induced, or yes, I think induced is the word, or personally activated conversion therapy. Or more than 90% of us have actually tried conversion therapy on ourselves. Example are these which we had really wanted our sexuality to change, like you know, that moment where you tried, I don't know, maybe it was one of the crises I experienced, and from people who are closer to me and the experiences they've shared, you know, there've been a time in our lives when we've all tried to, like, just hope there is a switch somewhere that could just change things, like them, just change it. And then we did not just wish it alone. Some of us took steps, some undergone starvation, some loads of shit that led to trauma, and a lot of things. So I feel a lot of us, we've tried in self-induced conversion therapy on ourselves, and then also I think this self-induced actually covers even when we had become really, really conscious of ourselves and we still want to change things, maybe out of homophobia, biphobia, transphobia, or whatever phobia we might be experiencing, and we've gone to like religious centers or paid psychologists or paid ones to be brought down somewhere, or wants to be prophet or religious leader somewhere afar, or whatever it is, even traditional leaders that you had paid, and voila, now holy water can change you. Singing in the voice of my beautiful baby Timmy Wasa. So guys, I don't know, it's still mad, it's still fucking crazy that such people can come up. And then we noted that the Save the Boys initiative, which actually they can't even spell right on their IG page, is a civil society, right? Like, they are actually a civil society who believe they are trying to do everything in accordance with the SDG goals, and damn, those people. I will link to kill humans. I don't know, so much of a joke. I see anybody trying to induce conversion therapy on someone as, you're trying to kill this person, like, you're just trying to kill them. That's like more like what you're doing to me. So, and then it's so crazy that even family members could still subject their loved ones to conversion therapy. Well, I don't really blame them, but then I don't even know who to blame. I don't want to blame anybody, because I feel sometimes we shouldn't put loads of blame or loads of pressure on our families, because most of them were not, you know, brought up in homes where being LGBTIQ was a thing, as we got the fact that most older generations came from highly heteronormative families, which our generation have been trying to, you know, demystify and just scatter, like shatter the patriarchy. We're trying to like just cut it out. We're not interested in those shits. We just want to be humans and humans alone. So guys, a lot of things like that I'd allow parents subject, or yes, or parent guardians, or guardians and older siblings, or whatever it is, that would have tried to subject their loved ones to conversion therapy. I don't really want to blame them. So, and most of them are quite religious, and I can bet more than 70% of Nigerians are either Muslims or Christians, and you know, the two good books had never been in favor of women, neither anything related to women, including things like LGBTIQ identity, which I feel is just suffering from patriarchy and heteronormativity. And that's it. So I don't really want to blame them, but then statistics that I do not have had shown that larger percentage of people who had also gone to conversion therapy, some might have also been induced by their loved ones, which included their parent, their guardian, their older sibling, their pastor, yeah, whatever, I don't know what it is, you know. I just hope you all find peace, or we all find peace. I don't know. There's just peace. I just pray we all find, because it could be traumatizing, really, really traumatizing for one to be subjected to all of those exercises, either psychological exercises, most of which are actually psychological, with a little bit of physical when it comes to religious organizations, right? I think those people can wild a lot. They can really, 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 really wild a lot. And, you know, out of their wilding, they can actually subject someone to, like, beating and all of those things I don't want to mention, you know. I don't want to give all of this graphic image in people's head. I'm sorry. And if I triggered anything, I'm really, really sorry. So, conversion therapy. It's one madass thing that I would not even pray my enemy undergo. Nope. Not even in Nigerian settings. Or not anywhere in the world. Not anywhere in the world, you know. But then I feel it's the trauma from Nigerian conversion therapy can actually basically kill anybody. It could just snap the life out of someone, because, you know, it brings this hypersensitivity of the fact that you don't want to go there again, you don't want to experience it again. And this hypersensitivity would bring about some modifications, and you become really, really conscious to intentionally modify some things, like the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you do your things. I don't know what it is for everybody, but I feel it's quite individualistic to what the modifications can be, and they can be as large as things like walking, which is as visible as anything, to things as minute as light homophobia, or what we generally know as internalized homophobia, or light transphobia. Oh, darling, I just feel my acts of food. Sorry. So, it might generate into that, and, you know, well, I'm just really, really standing in solidarity with everybody who had undergone conversion therapy. I just hope you really, really find peace. I hope the universe just attract to you peace within and without. You know, this hypersensitivity that brings about the modification is still the same thing that would actually make you hate yourself for who you are. And you start to wonder if you start to have existential crisis, and damn, all of this I hate that people experience, you know. Yeah, okay. I don't know if I'm really comfortable to do this, but then I think I would, right? Just so that everyone else out there would know they are not alone. You know, I'm not pressured to do this, but then I just have to. I think I just really have to. So, guys, you know, while I was growing up as a queer man in Nigeria, one of the things I did was actually to self-inflict myself, right? And, you know, this was coming from a place of, if thy eyes cause doubt to sin, pluck it out. But then that was it. And then I had, you know, outgrown it now. Or isn't it like outgrown when it comes to all of this trauma? I think I have been able to experience a little bit of growth, right? Yes, I think that's it. At least towards self-acceptance, because I still feel, I still struggle with one of the other times. Yes, guys. But then, we die here. So, you know, conversion therapy is one madass thing. One very fucking madass thing, again, that I do not wish anybody anywhere on the go. And, you know, yes, if you want to tell us your story, do not forget, you can still reach out to us. Just send it as an audio format to questcitypodcast@gmail.com. You know, we want to know what happened. You can shed some more light for us on what conversion therapy did to you. And, you know, just help the world know that conversion therapy is a thing in Nigeria. And yes, it's killing people. You know, I even noted that there are Facebook pages that are intentionally opened to hunt down LGBTIQ persons in Nigeria. There are Facebook pages that are intentionally, yes, when I say hunt, I don't mean like hunt for extortion, but then hunt for conversion therapy. Phew, damn. But guys, don't mind me. So, you know, it's really mad that such could actually happen in Nigeria. I don't know how much of our civility we had lost as a country, as a nation, all in the name of sexuality. I don't know. Is that much we care about what happened on people's bed? The fuck? Nigeria. I hope one day the future generations will look back and not believe you ever made your citizens experience this. I just hope the future that would come actually. So I didn't really need to hope. I just should hope it comes quickly. So guys, yes, please. And lastly, okay guys, yes, it's really, really sad. And it's just what I hate doing. One of the things I hate doing the most is ending a series or a season. And yes, one of those moments that we've got end the series. We promised to be here throughout the lockdown, and yes, we delivered. Oh, bam, bam, bam. So guys, yes, we delivered, and yes, we need to go off now for production. Yes, guys. So yes, we're coming back very soon. I can't tell. But then I think one of the things I'm very sure of is season 4 is not coming this year again. Sadly, season 4 can't come this year again. It has to be 2021, guys. 2021. I, as a person, would have to go face my academics, you know. Final year thing is, oh man, this is really, really sad. But then it's one of the cutest things ever happened. I beg, you know, going to snatch that BSc, I just have to do that to myself. I love it. Thank you so much. So guys, and that's it. So we'll start producing other shows just immediately after the lockdown. And yes, those ones are coming up this year. Yes, exactly this year. So make sure you stay. That's still one of those reasons why you need to stay glued, like GLUED, glued to our social media accounts. We really need you guys to, yes, please, we beg you, stay glued to our social media accounts because of the new shows. They're coming up very soon. They're all tailored down for your growth, entertainment, your leisure, and just everything LGBTIQ lifestyle in Nigeria. We love you. And then, yeah, guys, I got to say this. For the production of season 4 and other shows, if you really want to support us, yes, guys, you can support us financially too. Our fund link is actually on our link tree, which is in our Instagram, which is actually on our Instagram bio, or it's in our Instagram bio, whichever it is. And yes, just go there, please. After following our page, click on our link tree. You get a link to other podcasts like ours, right? Yes, actually, it's just a link back to QCTP, to Quest City. Yes, it is. So you get under. So it's a link back to Quest City podcast, and also the link to our website. Yes, very soon, which is actually coming up like in 2 weeks, I think. Yes, just a week after Nigeria relaxes the lockdown, our website is coming up. Oh, bam. So, guys, and then after that, you would have our phone link. So, I think that's about the three links that are going to be up there. I don't know. We might decide to add more links, like those of the Twitter handle and all of that, in case you have any other handle that I would like to share with you guys later on. And yes, I still remain connected of Quest City, OK Timileyin on Twitter, and Olade Kadi Timileyin on Facebook. I love y'all. Bye. Damn.